medicine does trauma work. You break something, you need something cut out, you need something replaced, you need a mechanic to get in there and fix these parts. Medicine does miracles. But when you want to ask a question like, well, why does cancer occur? Or Alzheimer's, or arthritis, or any of those kind of illnesses that are not trauma-related, they don't have an answer. They don't have a clue.
Well, sure. A lot of people will say, I don't go to a doctor unless I can't reach around behind me and dig the old lead slug out there, down the path there, down the trail. They just won't do it.
Absolutely, and they're very wise because the statistics reveal that the danger of going to a doctor exceeds most anything else we do in our normal lives. So,
my martial arts master always said, Western medicine is unsurpassed for surgery.
Absolutely.
Eastern medicine is unsurpassed for detecting the cause of the symptom. But if you need surgery, go to Western medicine. If you need preventative medicine, look to the East. Do you agree with this?
100%, because the East always looked at the environment, the energy. They always talk about the energy in the body and the fields and what's going on in the environment. And so they caught on first. That's the environment that controls biology. And it's interesting because, as I said, look, we're these 50 trillion cell petri dishes. Every human is like a skin-covered petri dish. And the simple logic is if I put my dish in a less than optimal environment, the cells get sick, and if I take it out of that environment, put it in a different environment, the cells get well. We have to recognize, well, we're walking petri dishes, and the idea is that our health is a reflection of the way we act with interact with the environment. And so rather than trying to change our bodies, which is the way medicine is, anytime somebody's not well, you say, well, the body, you fix the body. And the interesting thing is, before you fix the body, first consider the influence of the environment. And this is where most, we recognize now that stress causes the majority of all illnesses on this planet today. And stress is the consequence of inappropriately dealing with environmental stimuli. So it really gives us this opportunity to say, you could heal yourself a lot safer and faster by understanding the source of your stress rather than dealing with the consequence of your stress. And that's the problem. If stress causes, let's say, a cancer, and I cut out the cancer, I didn't cure you because the problem was the cancer wasn't the problem. The cancer was the consequence of the stress. And this is what even the American Cancer Society just announced after like 50 years. These people put in $1 billion looking for cancer genes. And just a couple of months ago, they came out with this surprising public announcement. It was a conservative estimate, but it's the first time they said it, so give them a little leeway. 60% of cancer is totally avoidable by changing lifestyle and diet. And what this is this new information is coming in that reveals that we've been blaming the biology for our frailties when it turns out we are so powerful. We're so unbelievably powerful that we don't know it. And yet there might be an important reason as to why we don't know it, and that is, I just look at the logic of it. We live in a world based on a hierarchy of power. There are very powerful people and there are very unpowerful people, and there's a whole hierarchy. And what the new biology interestingly reveals is that we are all equal in our creative powers. And so since we are creating life, we are all equal, except if we're all equally powerful, then how can we have more powerful people and less powerful people if we're all equally powerful? And the answer is very simple. And the answer is, it's not that other people became more powerful, it's that they take away the power from the other people. And the way you take away power is you keep away knowledge. Because knowledge is power. So if I give you less knowledge, you are less powerful. And it's wonderful because we are hitting a wall right now, and people like the listeners on this program, I mean, are all over the country, are seeking more power. Rightfully so, because when we take our power back, then we become the beings that the Bible speaks of, people that did miraculous things. I mean, it's all in what we believe about ourselves. And the last couple thousand years, the main beliefs that we got, that we're victims. The church said we were victims because we don't have spirit, and spirit is running the world, and we're not connected, and we're disconnected from this whole thing. And the medical people say we're victims because the biology runs our lives, and who are we, you know, over the genes? And for a couple thousand years, we bought this, and guess what? We're beginning to realize, no, we are very powerful people.